Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Shining a spotlight on the arts across our region is a highlight of Insight. And for the past year, we've been focusing on giving our listeners a consistent look at the vibrancy and variety of events in our region through Arts Talks with Veronica Rodriguez, a longtime arts advocate in Sacramento. Every month, Veronica has joined us to talk about all of the art walks. We've heard how grants can elevate artists in our communities and when those deadlines are to apply. We've discussed emerging artists, talented musicians, theater performances, festivals, and as we head into the new year, Veronica is going to kick things off with some goals and inspiration for 2026. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you, and happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary of Arts Talk on Insight. Yeah. Love it. Okay, so over the past year, we have discussed a little bit of everything arts related, including events, city initiatives, programming. What kind of impact do you think conversations like these have on the community?
They have a positive impact. Just straight up, they have a positive impact. Having an outlet to share about what's impacting our regional economy and what makes Sacramento a vibrant place to live is a service to the artist and the community members. Arts is an economic driver in our region, and in the past year, we've discussed over 100 artists, events, festivals, galleries, businesses from across the region, and there's still more to report on every month. So we discuss these ideas and events to inform our community of the beauty available to them every week and every month. And it all started with our goal being to inform listeners to current cultural events in our region, provide that consistent voice of amplifying the arts, and to show how the arts are accessible in all areas. And we've had really great feedback from the community members.
Oh, wonderful. And we love hearing from listeners and learning how people are going to the events that you lay out each and every month, Veronica. And of course, we encourage y'all to reach out to us with any events or artists or ideas you have for Arts Talk. You can shoot us an email at insight@capradio.org. Well, it is the new year, and you know, January can feel a little like cold, dreary, slow, but there's still a lot happening. Are there any things from 2025 that you're carrying into the new year?
Yeah, I think what's important is people to remember is that you don't have to be downtown Sacramento to experience arts and culture. There's a lot happening in Grass Valley, in Elk Grove, Woodland, in Davis, and really everywhere in between. So you can always find something in your neighborhood. Anyone can participate in the arts. Please always remember that. There's something for everybody. Every month, there's free or low-cost events to attend, from visual to performing arts in your area, and use the resources that are available to you. Sac State, City of Sacramento, the City of Elk Grove, they all have public art maps for free to use. And of course, there's the Sacramento newsletter to use from Insight. There's social media, there's Sac 365, right? There's resources available. Just use them.
Yeah, I love our Sacramento newsletter connecting us to all of the events in the city. So what are you tracking for 2026?
Well, you may have heard, for the first time ever, the Crocker Art Museum has a Frida Kahlo work on view right now as part of their current exhibit. It's the iconic 1947 painting. It's her self-portrait with loose hair. It's on loan from a private collection, and it's part of that Making Moves, a collection of feminism. So that's super exciting for art enthusiasts, but also for artists to be able to go see this icon in their hometown. I also think we could look forward to the arts being elevated to new levels. Because when an institution is raising the bar, they're raising it for everybody that's associated with them. And a lot of artists are associated with the Crocker. So that's really exciting.
And there's a new leader at the Crocker.
Absolutely.
We had Augustine Arteaga on last year on Insight when that big announcement was made. And he told us that he wanted to make an impact, bring the community what they wanted to see more of in his new role here.
Yeah, and he absolutely is. He's giving people what they want to see. And it's incredible. It's exciting. It's a good start for the new year.
Wonderful. Okay, so we're in January of 2026. It usually means new exhibits for area museums. Mm-hmm. What else can we see this month?
So this month's kind of a fun one. If still in the Crocker neighborhood, it's the Wild Horse Farewell Party at the California Automobile Museum. On Sunday, January 11th, it's the closing celebration of Wild Horse's 60 years of Mustangs. It's the last celebration. They'll have food trucks and music and merchandise available. And the docents are really amazing on letting kids climb in the cars, taking photos, pretending you're driving. So it's a fun family experience. The festival is part of the museum admission, which ranges from $8 to $14. CAM members are always free. And again, that's Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, I really like that museum. My dad loves cars, so when he comes to visit, we go check that out.
Absolutely.
And I think you can even drive some of them
on
as
Sundays.
Well.
They do like the Sunday cruise where you can drive the cars around downtown. It's really a great experience.
Free of charge.
Free of charge.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. With a docent, of course. So across town, there is also the Aerospace Museum, of course. What's happening there?
Well, the Aerospace Museum is part of something truly unique, and it's a selected location in Sacramento to be a featured destination for the Candlelight Concerts. These concerts are happening in 100 other cities worldwide, and Sacramento was selected.
All right. I've seen these on my social media feeds. The algorithm has chosen me. So what's a Candlelight Concert exactly?
They've chosen you because you love the arts, but the concert is where they take the best hits from famous bands and artists like Coldplay or Fleetwood Mac, Adele, a little bit of everything, and they're played by a live classical quartet, and it's set in some incredible venue like the Aerospace Museum, but all the lighting is candlelight, so it creates a really nice, focused music experience that you really can't get anywhere else. And the Aerospace Museum will have a tribute to Luis Miguel on Saturday, January 17th, from 6:30 to 7:30.
Oh, I love that. You know, I've seen like Nirvana,
yes,
Taylor Swift.
Drake.
I mean, there's Bad Bunny. I know. Like, there's a wide range.
They do the Bridgerton soundtrack. I actually bought tickets for a February show for Drake rendition for my husband for Christmas. So it's fun. It's supposed to be a nice night out. I'm excited.
Okay. So when you're taking in all of that art, as we usually discuss every month, you're going to work up an appetite. Mm-hmm. And this month is awesome because you have Dine Downtown in Sacramento.
Yeah. So if your New Year's goal was to venture out and try new restaurants or go to go eat before you do something in the arts, then check it out. It's perfect for you. Sacramento's, you know, we're the farm to fork capital, right? We have Michelin-starred eateries, cult favorites. So this is a way they unite all the restaurants from downtown, and they offer guests a chef-prepared prefix three-course meal for $45. And chances, this is the chance that the chefs really flex their wings a little bit. So they create a unique meal and a unique menu, and there's 30 restaurants participating, including all the favorites, Mywell, Ella, Top of the World, and so many others. And it kicks off tomorrow, January 9th until the 18th, and it's $45 at each restaurant for these meals.
Yeah, and you don't have to drive to the city of Sacramento. If you head down south, Elk Grove is also having something similar.
Yeah, they are. So during the same time, January 9th to 18th, Explore Elk Grove Restaurant Week is happening, and that's all the culinary scene. That is like everybody's involved, and they're supporting all their local businesses and the Elk Grove Food Bank. So this features a mobile pass for you to check in, redeem discounts, and enjoy your meal. And there's prizes to win. So the more you use it, the more you check in, the more you can win. But the app and the website's really easy to use. It shows you which restaurant has a discount, where you are in conjunction with it. And there's about 50 restaurants participating. You can expect anything from a 15% discount to a $45 three-course meal to fixed menu deals like two-for-ones. So you can find out more at exploreelkgrove.com.
There's a lot to do, and when it comes to the weather, things are looking up after it being cold and dreary, that tule fog, lots of rain. We're actually going to get some great weather, and that means it's great time for Art Walk, right? Second Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a good time for the Art Walk. Especially...
And First Friday.
Yeah.
That already happened, right?
That already happened.
Oh, so second Saturday. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a first Friday and second Saturday.
No,
the
that's
same
okay.
Week.
That's always a good time for second Saturday, especially with the Dine Downtown. You could grab something to eat, go do the Art Walk, Midtown, the R Street District's always fantastic. And as always, check out your destination, see what they're having. There's a lot of artist talk that's happening this weekend.
Veronica, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
Veronica Rodriguez is an arts advocate and joins us each month to share events and opportunities happening in our region. It is called Arts Talk. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to send us an email, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Andrew Garcia, senior producer Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. Stephen Starbuck was our audio engineer today. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.